Lesson 58. The Canvas Boat. 1. More than 200 years ago, 7 English sailors were captured by pirates and carried off to Algiers on the coast of Africa. Here, they spent 5 miserable years, during which they were treated not only as prisoners, but as slaves. At length, they could bear their hard fate no longer. They had no hope either of being set free by their masters or of being rescued by their friends. They, therefore, resolved to make their escape. They were watched so closely and kept so hard at work that this was very difficult indeed. But any fate would be better than bondage, and the difficulties they met with only made them more determined to succeed. Their plan was to make a boat in separate parts, and to carry these to the coast, and join them together there. By good luck, it happened that one of them had got the use of a cellar, in which to store the goods that he sold for his master's benefit. Here, the captives met, as often as they could, to talk over their plans, and here, in their stolen half hours, they made their preparations. First, they made a keel, in 2 parts. Then they made the ribs. They were afraid that if they covered these with boards, the noise of their hammering would let out their secret. So they got as much stout canvas as would make a double covering for their little skiff. And, in order to make it watertight, they first soaked it in tallow and then covered it with pitch. As they could work very little at their boat each day, and often whole days passed without their being able to touch it, it was a very long time before it was finished. At last everything was ready, and they were in high spirits. When they found a piece of cloth that would make a sail, they thought themselves the luckiest fellows in the world. Secretly, and in the dark, they carried their boat, piece by piece, to a quiet valley about 1/2 mile from the sea. Here they put the pieces together and bore their boat in triumph to the shore. On launching it, what was their dismay to find that their tiny craft would carry at most only 5 of their number? They cast lots to settle who were to be left behind, and, after a sad leave-taking, their little crew set sail, promising, if they ever reach home, to make the case of their comrades known. The only provisions they were able to take with them were 2 leather bottles of fresh water and a little bread.